Hello, Vitality Explorers. My name is Dr. Alan Mishra, and you are listening to the Vitality Explorer podcast. Our mission, our goal, as always, is to enhance vitality or optimize vitality one person at a time. Thank you again to all the amazing new listeners we have up for the podcast. We typically start with a quote, and here it is for this week's podcast from Vincent van Gogh. Quote, "Close friends are truly life's treasures." Close friends are truly life's treasures. So our goal here, as we've been talking about, is to enhance your physical, mental, social, and spiritual well-being. And we're going to start today's podcast with a new section, and this is the action suggestion. So we often go over, and we will do that today, three articles or three specific posts from the Vitality Explorer Substack site. But we're going to do something new because I think we can talk about it. We can talk about vitality. We can talk about trying to lead our most vital life. We can talk about trying to improve our physical, mental, social, or spiritual well-being, or we can actually do something. So each week moving forward, we're going to start the podcast with a vitality action suggestion, a VAS, okay? And this one is based on what we're going to talk about in the content this week. And the suggestion is to develop your own vitality squad. Now, the squad should consist of four people that you trust to help you lead your most vital life. And ideally, these are people who can help you with either your physical, mental, social, and or spiritual well-being. So maybe you're a very spiritual person and you need a little help on your social vitality, or vice versa. Maybe you're a very social person and you need a little bit more help on your physical vitality. But your vitality squad is your core group of close friends. These can also be family members that will help you be part of leading your most vital life, will help you lead you towards the what we call the vitality zone. And also, suggestion number 1.A or 1.1 is to be part of somebody else's vitality squad. Serve those people around you who are your closest friends with your expertise in whatever that is. Just listening, being part of them to help them with any one component of that. And here is why. All three of the topics this week are connected to our social vitality. And the three things we're going to talk about are connected to that concept, that vitality action suggestion of developing your vitality squad. And the first one is social vitality predicts survival more than smoking. Number two, why closeness counts. And number three, develop four fantastic friends. So we'll return to this idea of developing your own vitality squad at the end, but think about that as your new vitality action suggestion for this week. Okay, so let's go into that. Social vitality predicts survival more than smoking, and why more fun and with friends and family equals a longer life. This isn't even close to my opinion. This is lockdown scientific data that shows that things like social integration and close relationships are more important than smoking, alcohol consumption, getting a flu vaccine, even things like physical activity, body composition, and hypertension. So this is a review of a landmark article that was published back in 2010, basically talking about how our social vitality predicts our overall survival. All right, and dozens of scientific investigations have confirmed this over more than 30 years. And here's a quote from a science paper way back in 1988. Quote, "Social relationships, or the relative lack thereof, constitute a major risk factor for health, rivaling the effect of well-established health risk factors such as cigarette smoking, blood pressure, blood lipids, obesity, and physical activity." And that's House et al. In 1988. So we're going to review this other article that was a sort of a review of other articles entitled "Social Relationships and Mortality Risk, a Meta-Analytic Review." And this is a huge study of over 148 other studies with over 300,000 participants that were followed for an average of 7.5 years. Okay, you can check out the Vitality Explorer Substack site for all the details and the abstract and the references. But here are some staggeringly important conclusions from this paper. Okay, number one, strong social relationships are associated with a 50% increased likelihood of survival, indicating a significant influence of social relationships on our mortality risk. That's crazy, right? Number two, the effect of social relationships on survival was consistent regardless of the participant's age, sex, initial health status, cause of death, and follow-up period. And number three, the impact of social relationships on mortality risk is comparable to well-known risk factors, highlighting the importance of social connection for longevity. So Vitality Explorers is all about leading your most vital life. And we cannot do that without our being socially vital. The paper finished with a simple but profound conclusion, and here it is, quote, social relationships influence health outcomes of adults. Social relationships influence the health outcomes of adults. Wow. Okay, now this is why we're talking about it. This is why we're talking about developing your vitality squad, because the paper went on to give this suggestion, quote, physicians, health professionals, educators, and the public media take risk factors such as smoking, diet, and exercise seriously. The data presented here make a compelling case for social relationship factors to be added to that list. Now, this has been talked about, endlessly talked about. And here's the Vitality Explorer analysis and recommendation. That paper that went over 300,000 people and looked at 145 studies was published in 2010, 14 years ago. And then remember, we quoted that other article in 1988. And our world is way more disconnected than 1988, despite the fact we have all the tools to be connected. COVID-19 obviously, you know, fractured our societies all across the world in terms of our social connectivity, and we're desperate for more connection. And I think it's something that we have not emphasized enough on Vitality Explorers, and that's why this entire podcast is focused on social connection. And it's time we consider our social vitality a core component of our health. Again, it's more important that's not smoking, excessive drinking, or even being physically active. So that's, you know, here's some suggestions. Part of it was that vitality squad. But, you know, if you're looking for people to be part of your vitality squad, here's a few suggestions. Number one, find people that share your passions or share your interests. Number two, schedule time for something you enjoy, and then do it with a friend. And number three, realize you are not going to regret having more laughter or fun in your life. So you can do things like play a board game, go to a movie, play tennis, take a walk, go to a beautiful park, do whatever you're interested in. Just do it with another person and channel your inner social butterfly, because your longevity and vitality depend upon it. All right. This is sort of me as a doctor, again, I'm Alan Mishra from Vitality Explorers. I'm an orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist, but I am trying to convince everybody via this podcast that your social vitality should be right up there with all the rest of the things that you're trying to do to optimize your well-being. And that's why we're going to talk a little bit more about a different paper. And this is this part of this post was on the Vitality Explorer or Substack site, and it's called Why Closeness Counts, Exploring the Neural Mechanisms of Social Connection. So again, this isn't just my opinion, but here are some, here's the quote from the paper, quote, social isolation and loneliness pose significant risk factors for health, including early mortality. And the title of the paper is Characterizing the Mechanisms of Social Connection. All right. And if you're enjoying what you're listening to, please leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, this is the Vitality Explorer podcast, and we're talking about social connection and social vitality. And that has been declining significantly over the last 20 years. And this particular second part of the post or second part of the podcast is going to talk about three things related to social vitality. And that is, number one, the social brain under isolation. Number two, the inherent reward of social connection. Number three is how social connection buffers stress and promotes well-being. So let's jump right into that social brain when we are isolated. And here are some quotes from the paper. Quote, insufficient social contact for prolonged time periods has been associated with the development of cognitive deficits and diminished resilience to stress. Okay. That enough should convince you to try to connect with other people. Number two, loneliness has been shown to be associated with alterations in the structural and functional neural connectivity. So it's not just that you have a higher risk of things like cognitive deficits. Literally, your brain isn't going to be as well connected. And the third is, quote, higher loneliness scores have been associated with decreased white matter in the brain in large studies over 3,000 people. So this idea is not just, you know, connected to this idea of not feeling as well. It's literally connected to how your brain works. And so that leads us to the second part of why social connection matters, and that's the inherent reward of social connection. And so the paper looked at responses in the brain during functional MRI scans when people were, you know, connecting with ideas of celebrating with friends as one example as a positive reward, and that would be a social positive reward, and the non-social positive reward would be receiving like a good grade. So that's like you got an A on a test, but that's a little more individual than celebrating, say, a birthday with your friends. So they looked at the functional MRI scores, and it was staggeringly in the favor of celebrating with friends or social social connection as stimulating your brain in a way that's interestingly valuable. Okay, and here's some final parts of that paper where social connection buffers stress and promotes well-being. Quote, strong social connection fosters resilience in individuals across the lifespan, particularly by buffering against the deleterious effects of stress. I love that word, the deleterious effects of stress. So that's it. We know this is common sense, right? We know that if we have some friends or family around us, we're going to be more resilient. But do we know that, here's another quote, quote, social connection has significant implications for well-being, conferring protective factors that boost survival odds by 50%. So the paper also reviewed a variety of different brain areas that related to social connection, including stress, reward, and social connectivity. You can see some of the pictures that are come from that paper on the Vitality Explorer Substack site. But here are some recommendations. Again, this is going to sound like a little bit of a broken record, but social connection is crucial to our vitality. But we forget this, despite the fact that it's supported by dozens and dozens of papers. And more data suggests that celebrating socially with other people is even more valuable. And I think this paper kind of reminds us that a team win trumps personal victories. So kind of intuitively, we know this. So a great example is when a team wins a championship, then all the members can bask in the glory. And then importantly, this is actually kind of interesting, is later that memory lasts, that collective memory of what you did together matters. Okay. So I think this is valuable, not just for our brains, but helping us combat the challenges of stress and having friends to talk with during difficult times. So I want to finish with sort of five specific ways that people can think about, four, the concept of developing four fantastic friends, which is related to our action item for this week, which is developing your vitality squad. Okay. And it's very interesting that, you know, we think it social connectivity is protective against stress. It's protective against cognitive decline, but it's also valuable for your overall mental health. And spoiler alert, this is what I think is fascinating about the paper we're going to talk about, is that more friends is not always better. Here's a quote from this paper entitled "The Moderating Role of Social Network Size in Temporal Association Between Formal Social Participation and Mental Health." So basically, how big is your social network and how does it connect to your mental health? But here's a quote. Quote, "Too much social activity becomes a stress factor, leading people to be overwhelmed or experiencing feelings of guilt when social relationships are not tended to due to the limited time available for each social tie." So this particular paper is fascinating because I think they came up with a Goldilocks number of friends, okay? And this was from analyzing over 38,000 adults from 13 different countries. So whenever possible on Vitality Explorers and on the Vitality Explorer podcast, we try to use peer-reviewed published data, and we try to find the largest, most impactful studies. And this is a very large, very impactful study. And here's what they did. They looked at social participation by asking everybody in the study if they had engaged in the following activities during the last 12 months. Number one, done any volunteer or charity work. Number two, attended an educational or training course. Number three, gone to a sporting event, social or club type event. Number four, participated in any activities connected with a religious organization. Or number five, connected to activities related to a political or community related organization. So basically it's like, did you get out and hang out with other people, right? And then they used a scale of 0 to 4 and with higher scores indicating more formal social participation in the five types of social activities that we just talked about. Then they looked at the size of the person's social network, and they defined something that's critical for our vitality. They defined a close relationship. And here's, I think, an interesting definition for us to discuss. A close relationship with another person is somebody with whom you could discuss important personal matters. These aren't superficial conversations. These are deep, meaningful matters. And when we finish this podcast talking again about the developing our vitality squad, they have to be a close relationship. All right. So the network size was the total number of people who were considered close, and the paper then reported the results based on the quality of life measurement tool versus the size of the network. The average number of close connections was only 2.5, and only 3% had 7 or more. Okay, so more social connection was better according to the graph until you reach 7 or more, then the quality of life goes down. So again, having more or too many close social connections was not necessarily good for you. Then they looked at the social network size in the connection with symptoms of depression. And this one's even more important. In the graph that's on the Vitality Explorer subsect site, and these are very cool looking kind of graphs that show a network size anywhere from 0 to 7 or more, found that the clearly having a very small social network size was associated with more depressive symptoms. So if you had very few close relationships, you had an increased risk for depression. But again, if you had too many, then you had higher risk for depression. This is where we come up with a 4, because it looks like, according to the data, again, remember, this is a very large study of over 38,000 adults from 13 different countries, but the social network size, close social network size of 4, seem to be associated with the best overall sense of well-being. All right, so that's why we have chosen that number, and that's why we're looking at that number as the one that seems to be the optimal number for close connections. This doesn't mean like all the people you know or all your friends, but 4 close connections. And here's a couple more quotes and conclusions from this study. Quote, "Our results show that formal social participation on average predicted increases in quality of life and reduction in depression symptoms. That's first. That's the number one. Number two is, quote, "An unexpected finding was that individuals reporting relatively numerous 7 or more close social ties, formal social participation predicted an increase in depression symptoms. This counterintuitive result likely reflects the fact that there is a natural limit to social network size in humans." So again, they're saying absolutely above 7 is bad, below 2 is bad, somewhere in the middle is better, and 4, based on my analysis of this paper, seems to be the Goldilocks or optimal number. And it's a very, here's the analysis, the Vitality Explorer analysis and recommendation. This is a very large and very well executed study that again confirms the value of social interaction for our overall well-being, and it provides evidence, scientific evidence, that depressive symptoms correlate with smaller network social network sizes, or way too many. So aiming to establish 4 close connections seems to be important. And a close connection, again, is somebody with whom we can share important personal information. That is somebody you trust. That is somebody you can talk to. All right. And here are specific recommendations back to our action suggestion for the week. Develop your vitality squad. And this is a lineup of 4 friends, colleagues, or family members that are your core connection. Cultivate these relationships. Fertilize them with your time, your precious time, and your love. And know that more is not better. And don't give up on having the opportunity to get there. Just realize that having too many is not great. And here's an important thing. If you already have 4 or 5 close connections with other people, and you know that somebody's out there, maybe you have 3 or 4, don't get up too many, remember. But if you are one of these people who's already doing very well, be that person for somebody else. Find that person that doesn't seem to have a friend. Find that person that needs a close connection. Be that listening post. Be that person that is somebody who can be helpful. Interestingly, that if we give of our time, if we give of our precious time and listening skills to other people, our own vitality will rise. Okay. So That core group of people, again, if you have a deficit in somewhere, seek somebody who can help you go to the gym, or seek somebody who can help you be more spiritual, or somebody who can help, you know, develop more mental toughness or resilience, develop your own vitality squad. So you can see, again, all the references to this on the Vitality Explorer Substack site. You can also see an awesome video of a few years ago when I was playing Cypress Point with some of my Vitality squad and hit at least one good shot during the day. And we celebrated together. And that is a memory that I will forever take with me. So this week we've been talking about why social vitality matters. We started with a quote from Vincent van Gogh, quote, "Close friends are truly life's treasure." So as people have often said, you get to choose your friends. You don't get to choose your family, but you get to choose your friends. So get out there, develop your own vitality squad. Remember that this is more important than smoking, drinking, or even your physical activity. There's lots and lots of scientific data to suggest that your closeness counts to your overall well-being and your longevity. So this has been the Vitality Explorer podcast. My name is Alan Mishra. I'm an orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist. I'm the founder of Vitality Explorers. You can see all the references on the Vitality Explorer Substack site. Again, please pass this on to a friend or a family member if you found it meaningful. Leave us a 5-star rating and recommend it widely. And as always, until next time, get out there and dare to be vital. Thank you very much for listening.